Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Stephanie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's state budget is expected to be handed down today with focuses on cost of living relief and healthcare investment. Premier Stephen Miles has already announced a variety of budget measures intended to cut costs for Queenslanders, including 50-cent public transport fares, reduced energy bills and discounted car registration. It's also expected that the budget will include significant investment into the state's healthcare system, injecting an extra $4.39 billion over 4 years to address shortfalls in patient treatment times and other targets.
Brisbane City Point Christian College has issued a statement of regret 2 years after asking parents to sign an enrollment contract stating that homosexuality was sinful. The college has been referred to the Queensland Human Rights Commission over the discriminatory clause, and the statement released on Sunday was a result of mediation between parents and the school's governing body, Christian Outreach Centre. The expression of regret claims that the statements made in the contract were distressing to members and allies of the LGBTQIA+ community. This comes as Queensland Attorney General Yvette Darth is allegedly pushing to water down proposed legislation that would ban discrimination based on sexuality in faith-based schools, hoping to avoid a fight with the churches before the state election.
In national news, this year's fireworks display for Territory Day on July 1st will be held at Darwin Waterfront instead of Mindle Beach, its venue for the past 20 years. This comes after NT Major Events realised it was lacking on an authority certificate from the NT's Sacred Sites Watchdog, which has not been held by the company in past years as it is not mandatory. A spokesperson from the Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority said it did not advise relocating the Territory Day celebrations, emphasising all event decisions were up to the organisers. Mindle Market stallholders have voiced concerns over the relocation as they will lose a big source of income. Northern Territory Major Events did not confirm if the event would return to Mindle Beach in the future.
Egg farmers have reassured consumers that egg supply remains stable, following an announcement from supermarket chain Coles about imposing a 2-carton limit due to the avian flu outbreak in Victoria. Avian flu strains have been detected on several farms in Western Victoria, prompting extensive measures to contain the outbreak, including euthanizing more than 500,000 chickens. Coles will implement the 24 egg limit as its stores nationwide, except in Western Australia, but it has not disclosed the expected duration of the restriction. Other national stores, including Woolworths, have not set limits on the amount of eggs it will sell to consumers. Australian Eggs, the peak body representing egg farmers, said there was no threat to the egg supply and purchase restrictions may send the wrong message to consumers.
In international news, the UN Security Council has endorsed US President Joe Biden's proposal for ceasefire in Gaza. 14 council members voted for the resolution, with only Russia abstaining, and the motion marks the first time the UN has endorsed a comprehensive peace deal to end the conflicts between Israel and Hamas. The proposal includes a 3-phase solution, in which elderly, sick or female hostages would be exchanged for Palestinian detainees over the course of an initial 6-week ceasefire, before a permanent end to hostilities and complete release of hostages would be negotiated in the second phase. A statement from Hamas claims the group is receptive to the resolution, while the stance of the Israeli government remains ambiguous.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.